Blog Talk Radio.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this time no.
Welcome to Don't Give Up Radio, the second episode of 2015. I am your host, Jackie Wayans, and as we continue to focus on our spiritual, physical, and emotional health, we're going to have Braxton Cosby back with us again. He was with us earlier this year, but he's going to be back with us in just a little bit to focus specifically and delve deeper into this issue of health, fitness, and proper nutrition. And so hold on for a little bit. He'll be right with us in regards to that. But I wanted to do a few housekeeping things first. For those of you who are probably tuning in for the first time or who are new to Don't Give Up Radio, welcome. Glad to have you listening in. And if you'd like to follow and find out more about the show and the lineup and things that we have coming down the pike, if you are on blogtalkradio.com, you just have to put in Jackie Wayans, and right at the top of the page, there's a follow button. Just click that. And as my shows post, you will get updates and alerts regards to that. And if you would like daily encouragement, you can find me on Facebook, and you simply type in Don't Give Up Radio. Make sure that radio is attached on there, and you will find my page. Give it a like, and you will get daily motivations as well as realize who's going to be coming up on the show and what we're going to be discussing. Another thing that I wanted to just clarify for some people, there's a little bit of a confusion. So the show airs live as a radio broadcast Friday night, 11 p.m. to midnight. The link that I post on Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, that link is to the live show, but when the show is done, that same link is turned into accessing the podcast. So all of my shows continue to be available to you via podcast. So you can continue to listen. If you missed a show and you wanted to go back, you can simply click the link. You'll be, again, at blogtalkradio.com on the Jackie Wayans page, and you can continue to figure that out. So some people weren't sure, and they thought if they missed it, it was over. It is not over. You can simply click the link, and you can figure out everything that we're going to be doing. I've got a very strong lineup for you this year. You're going to definitely want to stay tuned. For instance, next week we will deal with the issue of belief and our mind and emotions and how they tie into us living a healthier and a better life for ourselves. And so we're going to have Dr. Tonya Callender here to talk to us about practical tips, refocusing, staying focused. You know, the reality is we don't want to have fit bodies and have broken down souls. That's not what we want. It's important for us to not just be living, but we want to be alive. We want to have the best life available to us. And I'm going to, you know, there's a verse where Jesus says, you know, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He wants us to be alive, fully present, fully here. In fact, there's a great song by Avalon that I'll play now regarding that. And when we come back, I'll talk to you a bit more and then we'll go to Braxton. Alive by Avalon, and you are tuned into Don't Give Up Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans, and we have an exciting broadcast planned for you. We're going to have the fast-paced discussion with Braxton Cosby in just a few minutes, as he's going to take us deeper from the conversation we had last week with Casey Winans regarding health and fitness and nutrition. And so, you know, it was one of those conversations where it was clear that you wanted more. So we went in, we got more for you, and he is going to be here to take it just a little bit deeper. But, you know, that song there brought up some very interesting points. And even though it was upbeat in the way that it was sung, I want to turn your attention to the lyrics just a bit. It says, I don't want to be broken anymore, living life in a million pieces. I can see my world is changing, waking me from my sleeping. I hear you calling. It's speaking my name. I will never be the same. You know, we are living in a world that's changing, and many of you are, you know, tossed about because you're looking at the news and you're seeing that there's unrest everywhere. It doesn't matter what country or continent you're on, there's issues happening everywhere. And there's not only issues happening on the outside world, there's issues happening in our internal world. Some of us have experienced molestation, domestic violence, injustices of all sorts, not to mention, you know, lack of resources, financially being on the edge, being in a bad marriage, having kids that are making you cry every night. You know, all of these things are in our minds, and they can break us, and they can take us to a place where we stop living and we just exist. And I started this show because I was one of those people, and at times, you know, ebbs and flows. But I wanted a show that would speak to someone who knew that there was more to life than just the things, the situations, and the circumstances that they had been a part of. I used to feel as if there was just a glass ceiling above me and that I just couldn't get out of this box that I was in. And others around me seemed very content. But I was very restless because something inside of me said, you are more than this. You are made for more than this. Greatness is in you. And it wasn't, goodness knows, it wasn't anything conceited there. And I knew that voice wasn't my own because my own voice spent too much time condemning me, telling me that everything about me was wrong, telling me that I was wrong, not my acts, me. My mind, it was racing all over the place. It was mainly condemnation. And on my CD, My Strength, My Song, which is free on SoundCloud, by the way, if you're interested, you can just type my name into SoundCloud or type in My Strength, My Song, and it'll come up. But I share my journey there in terms of those years that were really difficult and me getting to come out on the other side. And one of the tracks that I share is a piece from Fred Hammond's Spirit of David CD. And this track is called Breathe Into Me. And there was a bridge hook that says, condemnation tries to hold me like a prisoner in chains. And the weight of my burden was calling out my name. I related to the heaviness of those lyrics so much. But thank God that his voice telling me that there was possibility within me, providing a better belief system than the one I was functioning under, the one that I was living under from day to day. Thank God for that. You know, because the chorus goes on to say, that's when I lifted up my voice to worship you because I know you promised you would wash me, Jesus. Wash me white as snow. Those words, so powerful. And even going back to the song that I just played, Alive by Avalon, they go on to say, I can feel my heart beating within. Finally, I'm breathing again. Won't let this chance go by. Watch me while I come alive. Every second you awaken my soul, rushing over me, taking control. Right now before my very eyes, watch me while I come alive. I can see you all around me. I'm letting go of who I have been all at once, loved completely, a glimpse of grace descending. I know you're stirring. I can't explain that I will never be the same. You know, Braxton Cosby, who's going to be with us in just a few minutes, you know, he was on the show earlier in the year, and he shared with us a very similar time in his life that was uncomfortable, that was dark. And the reality is we all go through dark places at one point or another. At one point or another, we all are there. It may be to varying degrees, but it's always something that every human being has to face at one point or another. And the reality is you can't go around it. You can't go under it. You have to go through it. But I dare you not to do it alone, because that's when you will give up. And the name of the show is Don't Give Up. So you can't do this alone. And another human being will fail you. It's always good to have companionship, a partner, a friend, but we're human, and we're going to fail each other. But you know that God will never fail. God never fails. God's love never fails. In fact, John 3:16 is treated so often like a cliche, but it's not. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at those key words there. Whosoever. No limitation to race, to geography, to how much money you have in the bank, to gender. Whosoever believes. It is open to all. And believing on who? Believing on Jesus Christ, the one who paid the price for us. And he's there to offer us this everlasting and abundant life. You know, there is another verse that I'm thinking of, Philippians 3, 13 to 14. And it says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and I reach forth to the things which are before. You know, we have to get to a point where we let go of the pain of the past, the injuries of the past, and we begin to apprehend and hold on to those blessings and those excellent things that are before us. And I'm not there yet. Like I said, I have my roller coaster days or seasons, but I feel so urge to share this with you, because we come, I know you came into the show, and trust me, you're going to get everything that you need, but I think this is an important need to understand that we all have things we need to let go of, and you cannot move forward until you let go. There's no way, and in you trying to do both, you end up just tearing yourself apart. You've got to let go of the things that, and like I mentioned earlier, there's some horrible things that we've been through. But we have to let go of the pain. We have to hold on to him. I'm going to share another song with you right now. by Jamie Grace. It's called Hold Me. And again, the music is so upbeat and so rhythmic that you might not get a chance to hone into the words. But listen, as I say this to you, she says, "Oh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be. Every day, you make it special. I love you more than words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you love me." You know, it's very easy for us to get caught up with all the people who let us down, all the people who have hurt us in the past. And to be honest, we've done some hurting ourselves. So let's take a moment, even as the song is playing, to let go of those things so that as you continue to think about your health, think about your mindset, think about the plans that you have for this year, you're not carrying.
I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you.
I've had a long day. I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends. No time to chit chat. Problems at my job. Wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Tide a wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. For all you've done, wish I could tell you in a short story or poem. But all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart.
Oh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make you special in some way.
You hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You make each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Oh,
Put my feet on the ground forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. And the words in my brain can't express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart.
Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day.
I love the way you
hold me. Each and every day, oh, so special. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Half of our show, we are here with Braxton Cosby. Braxton is CEO of Cosby Media Productions, and many people know him as that. He has many, many roles, and he acts, and he does many things. But for today's show, we're going to focus on Braxton as being certified sports nutritionist and personal trainer. He also co-hosts a weekly radio show, and it's called Ask The Fat Doctors. And he also has a pending book called Fat Free for Life, 13 Principles of Guaranteed Weight Loss and Unlimited Health. It is a pleasure to have Braxton on the show with us. Really glad to have you here. Welcome, Braxton.
Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. I was looking for another opportunity to have you on the show. When I found out about your health and fitness campaign, I said, this is the perfect time. We just finished up with Casey Winans last week talking about what we eat and how our spiritual lives is very much a part of our health and our fitness. And I thought, you know, Braxton would be great to come right behind that and just take us in just a little bit deeper to focus on health and fitness. And so, you know, I shared with everyone just now about your qualifications and all that you know about this subject. And so tell us a little bit about the campaign that you're going to be embarking on.
Yeah, I think what I wanted to do with the new year coming around, and you mentioned earlier a little something about my book.
Yes, I did. I let people know that it's pending, but we can look forward to the fact that you're going to have that, you know, the whole idea of, you know, guaranteed weight loss principles that are for life. You know, that's
right.
Something, you know, we have so many fad diets and so many things that come and go, but to have grounded principles that are going to take you through. So,
yeah.
So last week we talked about the fact that many people start the new year off with all these great ambitions and, you know, they run into stumbling blocks. And I just wanted to know, before we got into your principles, what are some of the things that you found as you've coached and trained people that tend to be consistent stumbling blocks that come along?
Yeah, I think the main thing that people say is that they understand that they don't know where to start. They just think, and I think the expectations are just set so high. People think that if they just do something that they should see immediate results. And what I tell people is that you've warred with your body for so long, and I really do believe people are at war with their bodies. I our bodies are basically like your like your air conditioning or heating system in your house. You know, you set it at 75, it does whatever it needs to get to 75, whether it's hot or cold, it's going to get there and it's going to be happy there. That's where it's the set point, you know. And I think our bodies are set, we're predisposed to be certain kind of ways based on our DNA and what we've inherited. Fight to kind of set that thermostat to be at a certain level that you know you need to be at, regardless of what your body's trying to do. Me, for instance, my body is very happy anywhere between 205 to 210. If I start to put on weight, I feel it. Certain, you know, my activity level is not as high. I feel sluggish. If I don't put on enough weight, then I kind of feel hungry or I'm just not satisfied. And then people who fall into these body types, you know, ectoderm, mesoderm, and those types of things that kind of dictate, you know, what your body will look like. They have to understand they're really at war. Their mind is one person and their body's another. And the body's trying to, hey, if you've been at 300 pounds for the last 10 years, your body's quite happy. It's made the adjustments at being at 300 pounds for the last 5 or 10 years. So the moment you go to stress it and to change those numbers around, yeah, it's going to fight against you. You are now basically at war with your body. Your mind is trying to convince your body to come along for the ride. And that's why you have to stay with it long enough to actually effectuate any change. And once you get those changes to go, you do start to see a lot of weight come off, because then your body kind of ramps up and says, oh, okay, here we are, this is what you're trying to do. So if you're somebody who's very thin and you're trying to put on a lot of muscle, your body's not used to handling that much muscle and it doesn't really know what to do with it. And that muscle just stays there for so long and it's not used, the body will immediately start to break it back down and get you back to the way that you used to be. So a lot of everything really is, and I know the phrase has been overused, lifestyle change. That's really what it comes down to, because you're changing your mental picture of who you are as much as you're trying to change your physical, and that's something that has to be done over time. And the safest way to do it is over time. These immediate flash-in-the-pan diets and fads, they're great. They help you drop all this weight, but your body says, I remember when we were 280 pounds, and what I'm going to get back to that no matter what you did. That was only a temporary fix, and that's why people do have yo-yo diets, which are the most dangerous, because your body's continuing to shift and try to adjust, and now you've got stress on your kidneys and your heart and your lungs. And that has been proven over time to be a lot more damaging than people who just have steady weight over the same periods of time. So it becomes critically important to make a change and invest in a change that you think is manageable and is actually fair to your body. And then once you do that and you commit to it, you can really, really have natural, healthy changes that can actually be maintained over time.
Wow, you have actually said a mouthful, because, you know, I started off the show spending a little time talking to our guests about the power of our mind, because it is one thing to have resolutions and, you know, the best of intentions, but if you don't start to rework the mind, and the mind controls the body, and not just so much in terms of your willing it to be so, but just the way our synaptic, you know, nervous system, how the brain relays messages to your body. So I love what you're saying in terms of the mind having to, you have to be consistent long enough so that the mind can convince the body and the body can react. And I also think it's a great point that you're bringing out in terms of the yo-yo and going up and down and the stress that puts on your internal organs. And we really don't think about it because we don't see them and we don't feel them until they're in distress. So why don't you talk to us about some of the principles that you want to educate and let people know to, and you know, you have, you know, a great deal of tips, so let's just cover maybe three of them that are crucial.
Well, what I did with the Fat Free for Life, which is, like you said, it's pending release, that book in itself became 13 principles that I really thought we're going to be nuggets. It's divided into 13 chapters amongst these principles that were going to be things that I thought people could actually put into practice and maintain. And the reason you buy the book, obviously, is that you can continue to go back and read it and kind of encourage yourself, and that you don't let these principles slide off. So it's not just one of these things you should just go jot down 13 ideas and say, yeah, Braxton said. I mean, there's a lot that goes into each one of these chapters. I attack it from the emotional, spiritual, and even the scientific side of things, where I give you studies that support one of the principles. It also give you biblically, spiritually, what God says about those principles. And then I also give you testimonies, whether mine or testimonies of other people who have accomplished a great deal in their life that have kind of been an illustration or example of the principle. So in that book, one of the chapters I talk about is talks about volume and really volume control and how much people are putting in their bodies and really focusing on their stomachs. I tell people that, you know, being satisfied or being full, there's a lot of systems in place, but one of the main ones is satiety, which is connected directly to how much your stomach is stretched. So if you go and you undereat and you don't eat enough food to actually stretch your stomach continues to send signals to your brain that, hey, I'm not getting enough food fast enough. Well, some people eat very fast and they don't even have enough time for the food to collect and be broken down enough that it puts a stress on their stomach. So they're eating, and they're overeating, and they go back to get seconds. And then before you know it, when you're finally done in your mind, okay, I've cleaned two plates, now you're overstretched. And now your stomach will actually, like a muscle, if it becomes flexible and pliable over time, it will start to stretch even more to allow more food. And over time, you've got this stomach that is maybe twice the size that it should be, and it has a desire to always be full. Again, remember I said in the beginning, your body is like, you know, thermostat in your house. It knows where it's happy at, and it wants to be happy at all times. It's efficient that way. It has no idea the damage that's being done to the rest of your organs and your arteries and things like that. It just wants to be full. Your stomach does, and that connection to the mind is so critical. So when I talk about volume control, I talk about the Eat Less, Move More campaign. And this was something that as I was trying to think of ways to really kind of get people motivated and to be more involved hands-on with their own health, what was a critical piece? Well, obviously, one of them is eating, and the other one is exercise. So diet and exercise, and we talk about that so much in every level of healthcare. Well, how do we implement that in a safe way and that's manageable? What I did is, let's just make it simple. I have two rules. One is that you don't go back for seconds, and two is that you don't eat anything with batter on it, because that's obviously a cholesterol factor. I'm not going to tell you to eat cholesterol and clog up your arteries and have your heart, your coronary arteries impacted over time. I will not do that. I will ask you to cut those two things out. If you can manage not eating seconds and you can manage the fried foods that have batter on them, I think you're halfway there. But eat less, move more, it's simple. You're going to eat half of the portions you normally eat, well, that's the eat less, and you're going to exercise twice as much or move twice as much as you normally do. So say, for instance, you say, well, Braxton, I eat a normal plate. Well, you take that normal plate of food, you'll cut half of it, and I definitely don't advocate for people to waste food. So you'll save it, you put it in the refrigerator, you either eat the rest of it for dinner or you eat it for lunch again tomorrow. And then when you come out and exercise, I say, well, Braxton, I don't really exercise that much. I'm really overweight. I have pain in my joints. And, you know, my pulmonary system's been impacted by that. I get so tired. Well, what you can do is if you have any movement at all during the day, whether you're at your job or home, go out and invest in a pedometer. Very simple, normally very cheap, reasonable price. You can get these things. And you connect it on your body, whether it's on your shoe or your waistband or whatever, and it will track how many steps you take in the day. So if you track yourself over a couple of days, take the average, say you take 1,000 steps a day, crank it up to 2,000, okay? So you're going to double the amount of exercise or activity you do. If you do work out and you do maybe 30 minutes on a treadmill, I want you to ramp it up to an hour. You're going to eat half of your meals, and you're going to double the amount of activity you do. That way you're controlling volume in. You're also increasing the amount of calories you expend. You're controlling not eating seconds any longer, so you're allowing the volume of your stomach to be decreased so that the size can come down, and you're also going to not put the cholesterol in your body. Place, I guarantee you, that's where the guaranteed weight loss comes in, and overall you're going to have ultimate health because you're going to be more active, you're going to be more satisfied with your body, you're going to be happier with yourself, and you're going to be able to start to implement more things over time. I mean, it's just the baseline. Now, if you want to go do all those extra things, you know, certain fasts that you want to do, cleanses, all those things are great. But I think this is your baseline and your foundation of where you start.
You know, you're so right. I remember for Thanksgiving, I didn't think that I overate in any way. I thought that mm-hmm. I enjoyed my Thanksgiving mm-hmm. meal. Went back to work the next day with a normal lunch portion, ate my lunch, and I was still hungry. And I thought to myself, oh, my
yes.
gosh, I stretched my stomach out
yep.
so that now
yep.
my normal lunch portion didn't seem to be enough for me. And if I wasn't conscious
yep.
of that, I would have kept the overeating cycle thinking, oh, I'm
yep.
just still hungry, not realizing
yep.
that what I actually did was stretch out the stomach muscle. And, you know, your stomach muscle actually responds pretty quickly and will come back down
yep.
Within
yep.
a couple of days if you
yep.
start to go back to moderating your portion. So that's absolutely right on point there. And I you know, it's interesting because when you talked about satiation initially and you mentioned not going back for seconds, so my initial thought was, oh, okay, so I get to just pile up my plate the first time around.
right.
Think that's how most of us kind of think
yeah.
this through.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is, you know, you get your normal portion and then you take that in half, take the
mm-hmm.
time to sit and chew your food, enjoy the flavor
yeah.
of the food,
yeah.
talk with someone, communicate. And there's also little things you can do like the use of olive oil and things to kind of trick your brain and help your brain to understand that, you know, nutrition is coming into the body and so
mm-hmm.
you feel more full when you're done. And
a right.
Flip side to that is I want to let people know that when you eat at fast restaurants, they actually treat their food with agents that make you feel hungrier after you've eaten. So
mm-hmm.
you've eaten that meal and you don't feel as if you've eaten anything. And then their goal is that while you're eating there and you feel that way, you'll go back up to the counter and order something else.
That's
so
right.
you really want to stay away, like you said, from the battered things, the fried things. I know last week Casey suggested that, you know, soda and dairy be two things. If you could eliminate two things, eliminate the soda and the dairy. And I think the two things that you're mentioning are also very manageable, portion control and staying away from things
yeah.
that have bad
yep,
on
yep.
them. Great. I wanted to ask you one last question because I know we only have
mm-hmm.
you for a little bit of time today. Talk to parents. You know, parents are so much in the hustle and bustle. I live in a big city. We get up early. We shuttle our kids to school, then take ourselves to work, and then we have to rush from work to pick up the kids to come home. It's very easy to cut corners, and,
mm-hmm.
I see it. I hate to say it, but I see parents giving the bag of potato chips, giving the soda in the morning, kids sucking on lollipops, you know, all the things that you think, oh, my gosh, why is this happening? What are some things that we can do as parents to adjust ourselves and to help bring our kids along with us for a healthier lifestyle?
Well, I think the first one is volume control. You got to learn how to let your kids not continue to eat seconds, you know, and go ballistic with adding, you know, extra food. And another chapter that I talk about in my book, you know, kind of in the realm of what your parents kind of taught you may actually be harming you more, and some of the socioeconomic norms of families and things like that. One of the biggest things that my parents used to say is clean your plate. So I just became conditioned that no matter how much somebody bought me to eat, I had to clean that plate, you know? And I was just trained to do that. And I think kids are like that too. And I see it so many times. Parents get so upset. Oh, you need to eat. You need to finish your plate. And then what happens is the kid is now eating and not hungry anymore. And we were teaching bad habits. So with my kids, when they tell me, hey, daddy, I'm full, I say, we'll wrap it up and we will eat it later, or we'll eat it tomorrow. I immediately don't want to condition them to have to feel it. Because some days they're just not hungry. You know how kids are. Some days they're just kind of busy playing. Or maybe they've had something earlier. They had candy or something. Now they don't want to eat dinner. I'm not going to shovel the food down their throat just because it makes me feel like, well, my kids have eaten. And I tell parents all the time, hey, trust me, your kid will not starve to death. You just don't get those shows. You don't see this stuff on the news where child starves to death because he refuses to eat a few days. They will eat when they're hungry, you know. You offer it to them, you give them good choices and healthy choices. And when they're ready to eat, they eat. And when they're not, you know, you don't have to keep, cracking the whip on them about eating. So, I look at the psychology of eating, when we eat, why we eat, and what we eat. And you have to really be careful that you're not conditioning your kids to think a certain way about food. I don't want food to be a hurdle that they have to deal with. There's enough that they have to deal with in life, and food should be something that's fun, that they enjoy, and it shouldn't be this big obstacle that they have to overcome.
Right, and I also find the kids very much love the eat off of mom and daddy plate. Theory.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of parents will say to me, well, I put out the fruit and they never eat it, but I guarantee you the moment you cut that fruit and you put it on a plate and you prepare it as if it's for yourself, all of a sudden they're like, oh, can I have a piece? So you model it by doing it yourself, and they will definitely come alongside you. Braxton, thank you for sharing these great tips with us. Really excellent. Very good to know. And so this campaign, are you going to be traveling throughout the city? How's it going to roll out? Do you know at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that definitely we're setting up speaking engagements around to try to get, kind of engage people one-on-one. We actually did implement that with a boot camp we did late last year in the last quarter of 2014. And people just came and they gave me so much feedback. They said, you know, Braxton, man, it's just, you know, because if you notice, I haven't said you can't have dessert. But you know what? Same thing. If you take that normal apple pie slice or cake slice, you cut that in half, and that's the slice you eat, you know? If you drink soda, I'm not taking away the soda, but you drink half a can if that's what you normally take in. So I'm not eliminating everything. You can still have the opportunity to taste and enjoy food, like you said. It's just in smaller portions. So people tell me, like, man, I started saving money because I would eat half of my sub sandwich one day, the next day I'd eat it again for lunch. You know, my dinner stretched out longer. And you know, they would alternate some days, so they would have the food on a different day. And collectively across 15 people, we lost over 100 pounds in 10 weeks, you know.
Wow.
And people say, well, that's, you know, maybe like, you know, 10 or 5 pounds a person. But that's more significant in 10 weeks than gaining the weight they may have gained, you know. And So it was just through those simple things, just working out once a week with me in the boot camp and implementing some of those strategies at home, and they would exercise a little bit more and picking it up, and they just felt better. You could see they had more energy, and we were just really happy with the results. So it's something we're definitely going to keep doing. If people go to my website, BraxtonCosby.com, they can go to my blog, Cosby's Corner, and they can read up on the Eat Less, Move More campaign. They can see my new my most recent post that I said about what to do next. You know, now that you've had the new year and you made the resolutions, what are you actually going to do next? And Jackie, they can actually listen in on my noop that I have going on, which is actually entitled Fat Free, Ask the Fat Doctors, which is a little bit of a mix of the principles I'll talk about in the book. And also, you know, the way I used to swing it when we did the Ask the Fat Doctors radio show. And it really just is, it's fat free. We're not talking about all the other mess in the news and all that sensationalism stuff, but just me just kind of talking directly to the listener and giving advice and fun facts and health things, and anything I can do to encourage people is what they're going to get in this podcast. So I'm really just excited with those two things coming around with the new year.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. And I'm glad you added the point about the fat-free not having to do with necessarily, you know, FDA-approved fat-free products because, you know, fat-free and
yeah, exactly, yeah.
Has proven already that it doesn't work. So we need to...
Absolutely. Really, this is we're not chewing the fat per se. We're talking, but it's fat-free. It's not all the extra mess in this podcast. We won't be talking about the celebrities and all that news. It's just clean, wholesome, just good, energy that I'm trying to get across to the listeners. And anything I can do, we'll be talking about exercise principles and just fun tips and health. And it's a quick little podcast, no more than 20 minutes. People just kind of chime, you know, get on, listen to it, and they can feel free to email me their questions or anything that they want, and I'll address those in the preceding podcasts that come after that. So it's just a good way for us to just kind of have a dialogue.
And that's simply BraxtonCosby.com, right?
Yes. Yep. And when they go to, if they want to just go to the blog portion where they can read up on some of my blogs that I posted and the new ones that will be coming out this year, that's on the Cosby's Corner tab. And if they want to actually listen to the fat-free, they'll click on the fat-free tab there that actually talks.
I want to take a moment, Braxton, and just let you know, I know there's so much controversy going around the Cosby name here, but you and Leon Cosby as CEO and COO of Cosby Media Productions, I love you guys. I love the work that you're doing. There's one thing to do family-friendly television and media,
mm-hmm.
and there's a whole other thing when the people who are anchored in this work love the Lord with all their heart, their soul.
Amen, that's right.
I really
yep.
feel that makes you stand apart from the crowd, and I think the legacy that you have will be preserved and go even further, and I'm just proud to stand with you and to support you, and looking forward to many years of us being able to partner together in various ways.
Well, thank you so much. We definitely enjoy the support, and we appreciate it, and, you know, we're just happy to be in the space where God's allowing us to actually do and move and to be and just continue to keep him as the focus and to continue to connect with other Christians like yourself who really see the vision.
As I tell my guests every week, it's important for you not to give up. You can't give up on yourself. If you have a vision of the healthy body and the healthy mind that you want to have, you cannot give up on that. And you can't give up on love. And the author and the finisher of love is God. And he has already said and expressed how he feels about you. He is the greatest lover of all, and he gave his life for you. And our year will have moments of pain. It will have moments of doubt. But through it all, it is my intention to be here and to let you know week after week, don't give up.
Amen.